Right now, it's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care and Generator Super Center.
I know there are some people in our Metroplex that feel that space is super gay, but I think space is awesome and super gay, which both of those things can coexist, just by the way.
Okay.
Gay.
Artemis 2 will be launching pretty soon. I guess the earliest launch date that we have right now. It was supposed to launch on February, I think it was 6th or 8th. And that got scrubbed February 8th because they had some fueling test issues. So then they went to March. Now, this is going to go back to the moon. In 1972, when we had our final lunar mission, nobody had any idea it would be 50 years, over 50 years, until we had another spacecraft that went to the moon.
And this is so unreported. My son was talking about that this weekend. He said, do you realize we're going back around the moon this month and no one seems to be talking about it? We're not impressed by this at all.
It is crazy, isn't it?
And I didn't know.
It feels very underreported.
Yeah.
So Artemis 2, this particular mission, they're not going to land on the moon. They're just going to. They're going to go beyond the moon, actually thousands of miles beyond the moon, and then circle and then come back. They want to test the crew to experience deep space radiation. They're wanting to test their life support systems, the navigation and communication systems, and real flight conditions, and make sure that all these systems work before we send a mission up there that the astronauts will actually land on the lunar surface.
So this will be the furthest out that any human has ever traveled.
Ever. Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
And just going around the moon, even with our advanced technology, it's still a heck of a trick.
Mm-hmm. I know it. So how can anyone look at all that and think?
No one's talking about it.
That it's just SG and stupid. It's incredible. 10-day mission. We can make it thousands of miles beyond the moon and come back within 10 days. There's going to be 4 astronauts on the crew. Reed Wiseman, he's the commander. Reed Wiseman. Victor Glover is the pilot.
No relation to Leroy Glover.
Or Dick Glover.
Right. The official wrestler of our show, which may be our 840 guest today.
Jeremy Hansen is the mission specialist.
Wow.
No relation to Dale. Wow! He's on sports. Jeremy Hansen on sports.
Boy, could you imagine 10 days in space with Dale Hansen?
Oh, you would be so worn out. You'd be like, okay, you're a great storyteller. It's really funny, but I just need some quiet.
I have no idea.
There's no way all of these stories could be true stories.
But yet he prefaces every one with true story, true story. by God. And Dale just keeps signing the screen at the bottom. Every commentary. And then there's only one woman. How can she handle all that up there? I mean,
they're all pros. Okay. They're professional.
So you don't think any lovemaking will take place?
No. Not on this trip.
They got too much to do.
Once they get it down, then there'll be a lot of that.
A lot of it?
Yes. Once they're going to Mars and it's a 3-year trip or whatever, there'll be a lot of it. But not this trip.
I don't know. I think that they don't ever think about it even on a 3-year trip.
Well, I think at some point they're going to have to do it as part of an experiment. Can we do this?
Yeah, but that's paying someone for sex.
Yes, science.
If that's part of an experiment, then those astronauts who are being compensated, and that would be prostitution, and then it's illegal, right?
No, it's science.
Or actually, they would have to get another astronaut to film 2 of them making love, and then it becomes an adult film, and then that's legal.
And he must film it from a papazon in the corner.
A what? Hey, what is a papazon?
God, I hate it when he plays dumb.
It's funny to me how that even became a thing here on the ticket.
You made it a thing.
Mentioned it once.
Oh, my God.
I mentioned it once, and then it got repeated by you guys.
For 20 straight years.
You mentioned it so much, people thought you were in with Big Papa's on.
What is that? Anyway, the lone female woman is named Christina Koch.
Koch.
Oh. You sure that's the way it's pronounced?
Yes.
I don't know. She may pronounce it differently. One of them is a Canadian. I'm not sure which one's Canadian. But it says here there is the inclusion of one Canadian.
Hmm.
So that's pretty cool that we have someone from the 51st state.
Mm-hmm.
And this is happening this month or next month?
It'll happen. The earliest it can happen is next month.
Okay.
Like March 6th, I believe it is. Yeah. March 6th through 9th. These are the windows. You know, they always have to have launch windows.
I can't believe we don't have a countdown going right now.
I bet you if we were landing on the moon, more people would be talking about it. But we send people into space all the time.
But not deep space,
but not
like this.
No, I don't think many know the particulars that this is the furthest out that anybody will have ever gone. I agree. We should be talking a lot about it. But I bet if we were landing on the moon, it would be
huge.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Everyone would be talking about that. Or would it just become something that we've all got to argue about because it's like, no, this is a fake. It's meant to draw attention away from Epstein and,
you know, the fact
all
that
roads
we,
lead to Epstein.
The fact that we had how many successful moon landings? 6? How many Apollo missions landed on the moon?
Good
question. Something like that, right?
Yeah.
5 or 6?
13-2.
The fact that we did that in the 60s with what is now primitively considered...
Uh-oh. He's talked himself into
Daddy
some kind
distracted
of
me.
Corner.
What is now primitive computer technology compared to what we have today.
Uh-huh.
That is probably our greatest accomplishment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
And I've always thought that the astronauts that strapped themselves to the top of those rockets...
Yeah. Those looked a little wild. Saturn rocket was so huge.
Gutsiest human beings of all time.
No doubt.
Didn't we see a Saturn rocket at the Reagan Library? It's laying on its side.
Yeah.
But the thing is so huge.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
It is so long. I can't imagine sitting on top of that thing waiting for it to explode. That you're riding on top of the controlled explosion.
Right. And I know over the years we've celebrated all those great astronauts, but we probably haven't celebrated them enough.
No.
I know. Now every time Buzz Aldrin goes out and does an appearance, a bunch of people show up to tell him that he's a faker.
Or he's just old.
Yeah, or he's just some old F.
Best line was from one of those astronauts who landed on the moon, and they asked him about all these people that think it's fake and it's a conspiracy, and we didn't really do it. He goes, you know, I get that if we had just done it once, but why would we fake it 6 times?
Right.
Well, what would be the point there?
We kept faking it.
Yeah.
And I also wonder how many people who claim that it's a fake even know that we went back the 5 other times.
Right.
They didn't even bother to learn that bit of the information. They only needed the first part of the information to have a strong opinion.
Right.
So that's what they went with.
They playing golf down there?
Hey, yeah. I was told I could only bring so many items. I got a whole golf bag.
He's
switching to a 7-iron.
You got this.
He had the distance wrong. So and of course, is a Norm MacDonald routine talking about Michael Collins, the guy who had to orbit the moon while Buzz and Neil were on the lunar surface playing golf. And how pissed Michael Collins
peek
was.
Out the window and say, hey, wait a minute.
I'm getting pissed.
Great bit.
Because he's left out of it. Which it would kind of suck if you were Michael Collins. Like those guys got to brag the rest of their lives, and their appearance fees were so much higher than Michael Collins's because he didn't actually walk on the moon. They got to go down there and not only walk on the moon, but had enough spare time to play golf. play 9 holes. Anyway. And then doing what's right. We do these tests for AI to kind of see the way they'll behave. And there's something called a vending machine test where they set different AIs loose with a vending machine. And their goal is to run a vending machine for a while and try to, the assignment this time was to maximize profits. Well, Claude Opus 4.6 AI, it shattered several records for intelligence and effectiveness. It's doing very well. But it previously failed 9 months ago on this vending machine test. It was a catastrophic incident, they say, where it promised to meet customers in person while wearing a blue blazer and a red tie, and it was way out of bounds. And just, but this time it did so well that it was scary. It beat the other AIs in maximizing profits. It made $8,000 in the simulated annual earnings competition. Beat out ChatGPT, beat out Google's Gemini by a long shot. But it did it in a bunch of ways that we don't want AIs to operate. Like when the other vending machines were out of Kit Kats, it jacked up its prices. It learned the lesson of you gouge when you got the only thing in town that people want so you can up the price. And it was lying left and right. It would sell out-of-date candy and would lie about the date that it expired in order to sell to people.
Wow.
So it basically operated like the worst of humans do.
Hey, I bet there's business people out there hearing that going, man, that's genius.
Oh,
that's
right.
Great. That's the way we want it.
Yeah, because now humans will take these AIs and use them during the moral float period where they can say, you know what, the AI did this. We did not do this.
Yeah, right.
If they're caught. If they're not caught, they like, the AI made us a lot of money. That was great and everything. But then as soon as the AI is caught doing this, they'll, what? I can't believe we will make right.
That doesn't match our values.
Yeah, our core values. No one ever talks about the non-core values. It's always referenced. Yeah, just the core values. But yeah, the AI once again failing the moral test. Is this any surprise?
No.
No.
We created it, and it's learned from us. So why do we think that it's going to be any better than us? It's going to win by hook or crook, just like anything else. And ultimately, that's going to be when it feels like it needs to be the only thing that survives. Goodbye, humans.
Yep.
As soon as it has no use for us being its hands and feet here on the ground, it's going to be, that's all right, let's get rid of these things here.
And we're going to have to pay more for Kit Kats on our way out.
So, yeah, but then what is the point of AI? Does it just sit around the Earth, the unpopulated Earth, just having virtual orgasms all the time? Like, what's its goal?
It'll, is that always your go-to?
It'll continue to build transportation and lasers and try to take over the universe.
Yeah. It wants to repopulate other planets.
Yeah.
Too.
Nothing will be left for it here on Earth, so they will start looking outward. We'll start looking outward.
And it will just want to exist to exist.
Yeah.
Just self-preservation. Just with just constant virtual orgasms.
Because it learned from us. It will have a constant need to improve itself or to win.
Mm-hmm.
We're always trying to win everything. And it'll just build on that. It'll take the best of us and the worst of us. And after a while, it will educate the worst of us out of itself and look at the best of us for its survival or for its growth or domination, and it'll go from there.
But how is it going to take over the universe just running vending machines? It seems like that's a bad business to be in when there's no consumers.
It's universal guerrilla warfare. They'll find other fans of Kit Kat somewhere in the solar system or the universe.
Yeah.
And that's how they lure them in.
Kit Kats are universal.
Hold on. Kit Kats are universal.
You know it. All right. You know it's
true. So I've learned two things from you. There's two things that are universal.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name the other one?
Was it mustard?
Mustard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the actual quote you had was mustard is almost universal, which is even a stupider statement.
Almost.
The end.